You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Ashland County officials say over 300 community members participated in their annual Clean Sweeps Hazardous Materials Collection event. According to a press release, volunteers at the event managed to assist the over 300 community members dispose of thousands of pounds of hazardous materials like old oil, antifreeze, and batteries in less than 4 hours. They also said the turnout for the event was about twice as high compared to last year, thanks to a new opportunity to dispose of items like appliances and other electronics. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning residents in the Superior area of construction work on U.S. Highway 53 beginning on Monday. Construction work is scheduled to take place in the area of 2nd Avenue East and Hewitt Avenue. The highway will remain mostly open to traffic during construction, with some single-lane closures at times. Additional work on the Blatnick Bridge reconstruction project will also force some short-term ramp closures on the highway, which will require residents to take a detour route around the ramps. The American Red Cross is highlighting a number of blood donation events in the Northwest Wisconsin region over the next few weeks. Organization officials say keeping up with donation needs is particularly difficult during the summer months. They say hospitals across the country are specifically in need of more blood platelets and type O blood during this time of year, but donations of all kinds are needed as well. Blood drive events are currently scheduled in Cumberland, Barron, Chautauqua, Cameron, Rice Lake, and Eau Claire throughout the rest of July. The Universities of Wisconsin will raise their undergraduate tuition for state residents following the approval of the plan by the Board of Regents on Thursday. The new plan released on Tuesday covers a 4% increase in tuition across the entire system and allows schools to add another 1% to their tuition rates. Officials say the tuition hikes are expected to generate nearly $50 million in additional revenue. Campuses in Northwest Wisconsin will see tuition range from $9,200 in Superior to over $10,000 in Eau Claire. A coalition of e-cigarette distributors have filed a federal lawsuit against the state of Wisconsin over a law passed in 2023. The law officially went into effect on July 1st and imposes fines on organizations that make and sell products that are not authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. The lawsuit argues that the law violates the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution, which gives the federal government the authority to regulate drug safety. The coalition is seeking a preliminary injunction to prevent the law from taking effect as the case moves forward. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents about a helpful tool for fishing enthusiasts across the state. The Wisconsin Fishing Finder is an online resource that can help anglers find good fishing spots with an interactive map of the state's lakes, streams, and rivers. When residents use the map to select a body of water, it will provide them with information on what fish can be found there and what regulations are in effect. It also contains helpful information on preventing the spread of invasive species and the locations of boat launches. Officials from the Northern Waters Environmental School told the Hayward School Board they're planning to pursue a significant expansion project this week. In a meeting on Monday, officials from the charter school said they've outgrown their current space and are hoping to either expand their current building or build an entirely new one. The Hayward School Board is expected to consider the request at their July 21st meeting, which will include consideration of the cost of the expansion project and a fundraising campaign with potential naming rights on the table. Washburn County Highway crews are working on culvert replacements in the area where heavy rain washed out a number of roads near Bashaw Township last week. According to transportation officials, one culvert has already been replaced on County Highway B between Old County Highway B and Sawyer Creek Road. Another culvert replacement in the same area began on Wednesday and should be completed by Monday or Tuesday. Culverts on Cattle Road and Hector Dam Road are also being replaced, and repair work should wrap up by July 24th at the latest. The Wisconsin State Patrol is advising residents that they will begin their Trooper in a Truck campaign next week. The yearly campaign partners State Patrol troopers with truckers and bus drivers for traffic enforcement. State Patrol troopers will ride along in the larger vehicles for a better vantage point to spot other cars that are speeding or driving recklessly. Like their aerial enforcement efforts, when the trooper in the truck or bus spots a dangerous driving infraction, they will radio for any nearby State Patrol vehicles to initiate a traffic stop. A new lawsuit seeking to redraw Wisconsin's congressional district maps prior to the 2026 midterm election was filed earlier this week. The new lawsuit was filed by a coalition of business leaders in Dane County Circuit Court just weeks after the Wisconsin Supreme Court declined to hear another lawsuit challenging the district maps. It argues that the anti-competitive gerrymandered maps violate the state constitution. Because the new lawsuit will not go directly before the state Supreme Court, it may not be resolved before the 2026 election. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
It's back to work for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Milwaukee, where the Brewers open a three-game weekend series against the Nationals. At 50 wins and 43 losses, the Brewers in second place in the NL Central, just two games behind the first-place Cubs. The Brewers coming off that three-game sweep of the Dodgers. Now, with Freddy Peralta scheduled to pitch this Sunday, closer Trevor McGill will represent the team in the All-Star game next week.
Sweep the Dodgers at home, that's give the fans what they want, right? That was awesome. Glad to be a part of that, and then also with the news as well. Like, that's just some goal that I put out in the offseason. Here it is coming true.
The Nationals are in last place in the NL East, 16 games behind the Phillies. They fired their manager, Dave Martinez, and GM Mike Rizzo earlier in the week. Miguel Cairo named interim manager. Basketball, NBA Summer League action underway in Nevada. The Bucks with a 90-89 win over the Denver Nuggets last night. Jamari Bouye with a three-pointer at the buzzer. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you thought it was hard to cancel a streaming subscription before, brace yourselves, because it's about to get even more difficult. According to The Hollywood Reporter, the Federal Trade Commission's click-to-cancel option has been struck down by a federal appeals court. The FTC has tried to make it equally as easy to cancel a subscription as it is to sign up, so expect much more frustration. The whole issue started with Amazon, which was accused of tricking customers into signing up for Prime, then making it extremely difficult to cancel. I guess we know how Bezos paid for that wedding. Here's a Hollywood beat just for me. I hope you like it too. The show Bosch is coming back by way of another spinoff. Ballard will drop on Amazon Prime like Bosch and Bosch Legacy did previously, both of which are now kaput. Maggie Q will play Renee Ballard. Titus Welliver will return as Harry Bosch, who will assist Ballard with cold cases from time to time. All 10 episodes of Ballard dropped a couple days ago and are available on Prime. Mariska Hargitay has experienced an almost unprecedented run as an actor on the show Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And now she has a director's credit as well. She is the creative force behind a documentary about her late mother, Jane Mansfield, called My Mom Jane. The Hollywood Reporter is now saying the documentary will be eligible for the Oscars, since it's been revealed that it had a short theatrical run at a North Hollywood movie theater last week. My Mom Jane is available to stream on HBO and is getting very good reviews. Sarah Jessica Parker feels she had to defend herself for not endorsing a political candidate publicly. The And Just Like That and Sex and the City star told Nicole Wallace on her podcast, she didn't believe social media was the place for quick political conversations. To her credit, Parker says she's not going to go into an argument unless she is totally educated on an issue. Imagine that. There is only one new release this weekend, but it's a big one. I'm talking about, of course, the highly anticipated Superman, which according to Rotten Tomatoes, critics seem to approve of and audiences are raving about. The film is directed by James Gunn and stars David Cornsweet as the title character. Joining him in the cast is the marvelous Miss Maisel's Rachel Brosnahan, Bradley Cooper, and Nicholas Holt. In the latest installment, Lex Luthor is a tech billionaire. Sounds about right. And since this is the age of the re-release, and if you're lucky enough to live in a city where there is a limited showing, check out One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary and is playing in various cities. The film stars much younger versions of Jack Nicholson and Danny DeVito and has won 5 Oscars for Best Picture and 1 for Nicholson as Best Actor. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms. We're going to drop into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the morning. Some clearing in the afternoon with a high of 79. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.